Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. Joining me in the studio this morning to talk about gardening, of all things, is Linda Wilson. Hi, Linda.
Good morning.
And, you know, I've been hearing about the Garden Expo, and for some reason I had it in my mind that it was off in this distant, idyllic future of sunshine and warm spring days, but it is happening this weekend.
Yeah, I know. You wouldn't know it from the weather we've been having. And in fact, the front page of the paper should have a photo of some of us standing out in the slushy snow with our garden implements trying to get people enthusiastic about, yes, it's time to start planning for growing this summer. And it's actually not too early. Some things in the next few weeks are going to need to be started indoors. So it's time to come out to our expo and figure out what it is you want to do for the year and get some free information.
I have heard that when you're gardening in Alaska or just northern latitudes in particular, you know, by the time it feels like gardening season, I mean, you should have already been taking some steps to get your garden going.
Yes, especially things like broccolis and some of the brassicas. You want to actually get those started about 4 to 6 weeks before the last frost date. And here, for most people, this is just a generalization, it's around Mother's Day when the last frost date is. Mm-hmm. So you start some of those things a few weeks in advance and plant them outside after the last frost. But if you don't get that early jump start, we have a short growing season. You got to get that early start or you might not make it.
So Let's Grow Sitka is a garden expo. It's not an economic development program.
That's correct, although it's great to bring some local in dollars that's, you know.
Sure, I guess, as a sidebar, it is good for economic development as well. But Let's Grow Sitka is a garden expo. It's happening this Sunday from noon to 3 p.m. at the A&B Hall. What kinds of things can people learn about at
Garden? Well, this is the fourth year we've had it, but this year we actually have a few new things. The typical things we've always had are things like the Cooperative Extension Service will be there with lots of free information, and Bob Gorman has hopefully put together a nice little display about the history of the old experimental station that was here about 100 years ago. So there'll be free information from that perspective, but there's also other displays, including there'll be something just about growing rhubarb, which is one of the easiest things to grow here and very nutritious. There'll be people with all kinds of products to sell. There's True Value Hardware, Garden Ventures, White's Pharmacy. They all have great garden goodies for you, including seeds and books and magazines and other little small tools. And we also have Florence Welsh and Lori Adams and Hope Merritt, who are some of our most productive gardeners in town. They're going to be there to answer questions and have information and sell some products. So it's a big, wide variety of things, including, for the first time, we're going to have a model greenhouse out in front of the A&B Hall. Adam Chinalski, who's a local contractor, is going to be taking orders and building greenhouses to order and cold frames, so that's something new this year.
Wow. Yeah, I was wondering, as you were sort of rattling off all the things going on, is this a good place to start if you haven't gardened before? It sounds like it's great for networking with the gardening community and touching base with people, you know, who have been in it for a while. But if you're like new to Sitka, you know, maybe you're in the Coast Guard or something, and is this a good place to just start?
Right. If you've never grown anything before here, I could really have used something like this when I started out, because I didn't know that our soil here is no good for just planting a seed in it and having it grow. It's too acidic and there's other issues. So if you want to start gardening for the first time, you really need to come to something like this or talk to some local gardeners and get an idea of what efforts you need to make so you won't be disappointed. I tried planting broccoli that first year and it didn't grow, and I'm going, what did I do wrong? Well, I needed to do a few things to the soil. Now I'm growing great broccoli. It wasn't that difficult. I just needed a few tips, and that's what you can get at this event. And it's all free. And the great thing is, this is our fourth year doing it, but we get a lot of folks who have a lot of experience gardening, but we have been seeing new people coming each year and starting some new gardens. We see little plots cropping up all over town.
Yeah, I think that's an interesting point, that Sitka, just Sitka in the raw, is inhospitable to traditional gardening. If you're coming up from, you know, the lower 48, where it might be a lot easier to get going with gardening, and you come to Sitka, it's going to seem like there are barriers here. But you mentioned the fact that we used to have this, what, like a 200-acre experimental station?
Yeah, I believe it
station?
Was about 200 acres, and surprisingly, a number of things were developed there that were quite successful. Others were not so successful, like I don't see a lot of corn growing here, but they did do some experiments with corn and some wheat, and barley, and oats, but they were successful with potatoes. They developed a hybrid strawberry there that was very successful. They even still have some of the ancient apple trees on that site. So apples, certain varieties do grow here.
And this was up on Geodetic Way?
That's correct.
And Bob Gorman with the Cooperative Extension Service is going to be giving a presentation about
Not
this.
A presentation, but he'll have a display. But speaking of presentations, we are flying David Lindrum, who's the just finishing his term as the president of the Southeast Alaska Master Gardeners Association. He's going to be doing a presentation on some new and unusual varieties that are suited for Southeast Alaska growing, including vegetables, small fruits, and ornamental plants as well. So if you're not interested in growing food, but you just want to make a pretty garden, you know what? We have information about that too.
Yeah, shade gardens.
Yes.
That's always sort of been my interest. And since you mentioned expertise on Talk of Alaska today, this week, on Tuesday, Julianne McGinnis, who used to be our engineer here at Raven Radio, she's now the director of the Alaska Botanical Gardens. She and some other experts were talking about working in Alaska's short growing season. And you can, I think you can catch that program online now at alaskapublic.org. So there are people who have worked with Sitka's kind of unique conditions and been successful, even going back, you know, into history, the experimental station, which must have, who was even running the experimental station? Do we know? We'll just have to find out from Bob.
I can't remember his first name, but Georgeson was, there was a USDA, there was a representative here who came here.
USDA, of course.
Just over 100 years ago, and he got very enthusiastic about it, and the first station was here, but there were others as well, Kodiak and some other places.
Yeah, and the Russian Bishop's House, they operate, the National Park Service tries to do a historic garden there because the Russians, the Orthodox Church clerics there were into gardening.
The native Tlingit people here had traded, and somehow potatoes were growing here, apparently, before Western contact.
Sure.
So it seems like they must have gotten some from South America, traded all the way up here. Just very interesting to trace some of the history of it. That, yes, some things can grow here.
It is not as bad as you think. And this, the Garden Expo, Let's Grow Sitka, is a good place to start. Linda, in our last couple minutes here, I wanted to ask you about just the benefits of gardening that we were talking about sort of personally. You mentioned that you've gone from being unable to grow broccoli, and now you're starting, what, tomatoes in your house?
It's a little homemade greenhouse that I built, and it's like a fifth year I've grown tomatoes, and there's nothing like a fresh tomato.
Yeah, there is nothing like a fresh tomato, but it's not just getting the tomato at the end that is the prize. You think there are benefits just in the labor of gardening?
Well, I started gardening when my mother had a stroke and was stuck in bed, and the house was kind of a depressing place to be sometimes, and so you wanted to get away from that, and I started gardening. I started going outside. I'd have control over that, and I found it to be very therapeutic. It got your mind into a different mode, and it was also good exercise.
Yeah, and, you know, this time of year, especially, you know, the past couple days, it's dreary, it's wet, it's slushy and cold and nasty outside. And we sort of get locked into kind of an indoors mentality.
Yeah, well, a lot. New growing things are great for your mental health. And if you come to Let's Grow Sitka, I'm hoping that we'll see some beautiful flowers, because so far every year we've had the first batch of primroses available for sale, and a very colorful display. So might see some good color at the event too.
Yeah, and there's kind of a competitive primrose thing going on in Sitka. You occasionally catch it when you listen to Molly and Kitty on the Garden Show here on Raven Radio. There are people take a great deal of pride in growing the things that really do seem to do really well here, and primroses are among those.
Yes,
those plants and
some of the earliest.
Yeah, and many more. Too many to talk about right now. But
a couple things I wanted to mention is we had people last year wondering why we didn't have any food for sale at the event because it was during the lunch hour, and we will have a wonderful catering service there to serve to sell lunches if you wanted to buy it on site. So you can come right from church and come to the event because it starts at noon. But I wanted to remind people that it is Spring Forward Day. You do need to set your clocks on this weekend.
All right. So bear that in mind. So it's going to be Sunday, noon to 3 p.m.
Noon to 3 p.m. with a special free presentation by David Lendrum at 3:15. And that's, again, everything's free to the public. Just come on down.
Let's Grow Sitka, the fourth annual garden expo held by Sitka Local Foods Network. And I'm looking at a detailed list of everything that's happening there. Online, you can go to Sitka Local Foods Network. That's all one word, SitkaLocalFoodsNetwork.org, and look for the link on the right that connects you to the Let's Grow Sitka page. So, Linda, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. Thanks a lot for coming in this morning and talking about it.
Thanks, Spring.
Yeah, Linda Wilson is the Vice President of the Sitka Local Foods Network.